The following shiur has been presented by Rav Moshe Zev Granik, member of the Beis Havad Dayanus Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Taf Ein Vov. The Gemara brings down a shaila. Bom Nei Rav Sheshes, they asked Rav Sheshes a question. Petzua Daka Kohen. A Kohen who is a Petzua Daka, Mahu Begiyoris Umeshacharis. We know a Kohen is not allowed to marry Izoina. And the Isser of a Zoyna to a Kohen includes somebody who had a Biznus at some point in time previously, including a Giyaris, and therefore a Kohen is not allowed to marry a Giyaris or somebody who was a Shifcha that was freed. So a regular Kohen is not allowed to marry Giyaris and Shacharis. The Gemara Shaila is, maybe if he's a Psua Daka, then it should be Mutter. What's the shaila? Do we say that a kohen who is a p'tzua daka, he retains his kedushas kohen, and he still has the halachas of a kohen, and therefore he is not allowed to marry a geiris m'shacharis? Or do we say that he does not retain his status as a kohen anymore? And since we say Loyovi Bakol, he's not allowed to get married to a regular Yisraelis, so therefore he doesn't have the Kedusha of a Kohen, and he is allowed to marry Giyaris M'shacharis. And the Gemara goes and brings Reis to this question. Shulchan Aruch in Eben Ezer Simin Hei Sefalus Paskins that the Kohen who is a Petzua Daka is Einu B'Kedusha, so he doesn't have his Kedusha, and therefore it's Mutter for a Kohen that was a Petzua Daka to marry Giyaris M'shacharis. The question is, there are other halachas that apply to a Kohen because a Kohen has Kedusha, besides for the halacha that a Kohen is allowed to marry and a Kohen is not allowed to marry. We find there are other specific halachas. There's halacha that a Kohen is not allowed to be mitamal a mason. He's not allowed to make himself tamei to a mason, except for kraven. There's a halacha that a Kohen has a mitzvah to duchen. He has a mitzvah mesias kapayim. There's a mitzvah sasei v'kidashtoi. There's a mitzvah on the Yisrael to be mekadosh the Kohen, to give the Kohen kavod, to give him a kedima, certain halachas. So there are other halachas besides for this specific halacha of who a Kohen is allowed to marry. And the question is, if we paskin that a kohen is lavik dushosoi, what about all these other things? Do we say just like a kohen who's a p'tzua daka is allowed to marry, who's allowed to marry even people that a regular kohen is not allowed to marry? So too we say that a kohen doesn't have the standards of a kohen anymore once he becomes a p'tzua daka. In fact, the chelkas mechaykik, the pirush on the shulchan aruch over there in Eben Ezer says, once we paskin that a Kohen who's a Petzua Daka does not anymore have, he doesn't retain the Kedusha of a Kohen, therefore now he's allowed to be Metam L'Mason, and he doesn't have the Mitzvah Nesis Kapayim, and in fact you would not be allowed to Duchen. In fact this Shiloh, this would be totally in the Gemara Shiloh. However, we find a problem with this, because the Mishnah earlier in the Ayin Amen Aleph, Mishnah says, Tzudako v'chrus shavcha, state, Mishnah says, Hein v'avdein yoichlu, that a Tzudako v'chrus shavcha is allowed to eat truma. When a shein lo yoichlu, but his wife is not allowed to eat truma, because he's not allowed to stay married to her. But the Tzudako himself, and the Tzudako's slaves, and who adin, even his wife, the Mishnah says, that if he's not, if he wasn't bole after he became a Tzudako, then she's still allowed to stay married, and she still has the kedusha of a kohen. She's not yet become a halolo. In this case, they're all mutter b'achilas truma. So here we have a problem. If we say like the chalukas mechaykeik that a kohen who is a p'tzua daka doesn't anymore have kedushas kohen, so if he doesn't have kedushas kohen, how is he allowed to eat truma? How can we say that his avodim are allowed to eat truma and his wife is allowed to eat truma? L'chayro, he shouldn't have the kedusha of a kohen anymore. So the Chalkas Mechaykik asked this question, and the Chalkas Mechaykik answers that Truma is different, because we find the halacha is that even the slave, the Eved of a Kohen, is allowed to eat Truma. Not only a Kohen himself is allowed to eat Truma. So you see, when it comes to Truma, the halachas of who are allowed to eat Truma are not limited to only someone who is a 100% kohen, even somebody who doesn't have some connection to kahuna, he is the eved of a kohen, that he's not 100% kohen, so still he's allowed to eat truma. So therefore the Chalukas Mechagik says that truma is different, and by truma Petzua Daka is allowed to eat truma if he's a kohen, even though we say that a kohen Petzua Daka is lavik to shosti kohen. This is the opinion of the Chalukas Mechagik. The Beis Meir and Eben Ezra over there is brought down in Pesach Tshuva, says that Avada, this cannot be true. It must be when the Gemara discusses whether Kohen Petzua Daka is the Shosikoi. If the Kohen Petzua Daka is not the Shosikoi, if he has Kedusha or doesn't have Kedusha, the Gemara was only discussing a question of whether who is the Kohen Petzua Daka allowed to marry. Is he allowed to marry a Mishacheres and a Geiris, even though normally a Kohen cannot? Does he still have Kedusha? That's the Shiloh of the Gemara. But when it comes to all the other issues, all the other halachas that apply to a kohen, now they still a kohen. Just because he comes to Petzua Daka doesn't mean that he loses Kedusha completely. In fact, the Chazon Ish also holds like the Beis Meir, and the Chazon Ish, and Eben Ezra Simen Dalet of Sukkot and Hay, says, you can't tell me that a kohen of Petzua Daka loses his Kedusha. Because what are you going to tell me about the Yisrael of Petzua Daka? The Gemara also has a discussion earlier of Kisrael's Petzua Daka, what he's labik to Shosikoi. But you tell me then that Yisrael, who is a Petzua Daka, not only can he marry people that otherwise Yisrael would not be allowed to marry, but you're going to tell me that he doesn't have dinim of Yisrael, b'chlal? He doesn't have to keep the mitzvahs? Most definitely, he still has dinim of Yisrael, copy the rest of the mitzvahs in the Torah. So just like we say that when we talk about a Petzua Daka not having Kedusha, that means Le'inyin, who he can marry, we say he does not have Kedusha, but it doesn't mean that he's completely divorced from his Kedusha and he doesn't have any Kedusha. So too, a Kohen, when we say that a Kohen is a Petzua Daka, Lav D'Shosi Kohen, he doesn't have Kedusha, it only means in this aspect, of the aspect of who he's allowed to marry and who he's not allowed to marry, so we say that he doesn't have Kedusha. He doesn't have the Kedusha of a Kohen that the regular Kohen has. But when it comes to all the other mitzvahs, when it comes to Nesias Kapayim, when it comes to the mitzvah of Kiddushta, and who then when it would come to Truma, and would come to the other mitzvahs of Tamil Amazin that apply to a Kohen, Avada, the basement, the Chazon Ish, disagree with the Chalukas Mechagik, and they hold that Avada, a Kohen Petzua Daka, is still retained as Kedusha.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.